初中单元提优测试卷，配鲁教版，九年级上册。模拟测试卷一，第一部分，听力。一，听句子，选择适当的应答语，每个句子读两遍。
One, Mum, this is my friend, Lily. Mum, this is my friend, Lily.
Two, can I have a look at your photo? Can I have a look at your photo?
Three, how about watching a movie tonight? How about watching a movie tonight?
Four, I lost my wallet yesterday. I lost my wallet yesterday.
Five, I'll drive to Tianyi Lake with my family this weekend. I'll drive to Tianyi Lake with my family this weekend.
二，听五段对话，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面五个小题。
Six, what's the population of your city now?
875,000.
What's the population of your city now?
875,000.
Seven, when will the meeting be over?
Maybe it will last until noon.
When will the meeting be over?
Maybe it will last until noon.
8. What can we do in our daily life to fight against pollution?
Always put litter in the dustbin. Please don't use plastic bags when you go shopping.
What can we do in our daily life to fight against pollution?
Always put litter in the dustbin.Please don't use plastic bags when you go shopping. 9. Hi Tom, come over here quickly. You see, it's raining. We have to wait here for some time until the rain is over.
Don't worry, I have an umbrella in my school bag. Let's share it and go to school together.
Hi Tom.Come over here quickly. You see, it's raining. We have to wait here for some time until the rain is over.
Don't worry, I have an umbrella in my school bag. Let's share it and go to school together. 10. Is it the right bus to Peace Park?
No, it's bus number 10. You will have to get off at the next stop and take bus number 15.
Is it the right bus to Peace Park?
No, it's bus number 10. You will have to get off at the next stop and take bus number 15.
三，听两段长对话，选择正确答案，每段对话读两遍。听每段对话前，你将有10秒钟的时间阅读对应的三个小题。听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Do you know who invented light bulbs?
Thomas Edison. Don't you know about him? He is very famous.
Can you tell me something more about him?
Sure. Edison is one of the greatest inventors in the world. He made more than 1,000 inventions in his life, and all of these have changed our way of living.
When did he die?
He died in 1931. When he died, someone suggested people should turn up all the lights in their homes, streets, and factories for several minutes to honor this great man.
Did people do this?
Of course not. It was impossible to do so. But this shows Edison's inventions meant so much to people's lives.
Do you know who invented light bulbs?
Thomas Edison. Don't you know about him? He is very famous.
Can you tell me something more about him?
Sure. Edison is one of the greatest inventors in the world. He made more than 1,000 inventions in his life, and all of these have changed our way of living.
When did he die?
He died in 1931. When he died, someone suggested people should turn off all the lights in their homes, streets, and factories for several minutes to honor this great man.
Did people do this?
Of course not. It was impossible to do so. But this shows Edison's inventions meant so much to people's lives.
听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Which planets have been visited by men?
None, but we have been to the moon.
Which country has sent people there?
The United States.
Do you think men will be sent to Mars?
I'm not sure.
What do you know about the moon?
The moon moves around the Earth. It looks much bigger and brighter than the stars. But in fact, that isn't true. It's just because the moon is nearer to the Earth.
Which planets have been visited by men?
None, but we have been to the moon.
Which country has sent people there?
The United States.
Do you think men will be sent to Mars?
I'm not sure.
What do you know about the moon?
The moon moves around the Earth. It looks much bigger and brighter than the stars. But in fact, that isn't true. It's just because the moon is nearer to the Earth.
四，听短文，回答下面四个问题，选择正确答案。短文读两遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读下面四个小题。
Mr. Martin went into his usual tea house one morning and sat on one of the seats near the door. Many people came in, but most of them did not stay long. After 15 minutes, a young man and a young woman came in. There were only two empty seats near the door. One is on Mr. Martin's left and the other is on his right. The woman sat on one and the young man sat on the other, but Mr. Martin quickly offered to change seats with the young man so that he and the young woman could be together. When the young man and the young woman were side by side, the young man said to the young woman, "Well, this kind gentleman wants us to sit together, so may I introduce myself? My name is Tom. What's your name, please?" Mr. Martin went into his usual tea house one morning and sat on one of the seats near the door. Many people came in, but most of them did not stay long. After 15 minutes, a young man and a young woman came in. There were only two empty seats near the door. One is on Mr. Martin's left and the other is on his right. The woman sat on one and the young man sat on the other, but Mr. Martin quickly offered to change seats with the young man so that he and the young woman could be together. When the young man and the young woman were side by side, the young man said to the young woman, "Well, this kind gentleman wants us to sit together, so may I introduce myself? My name is Tom. What's your name, please?"
五，听短文，填表格。根据短文内容，写出下面表格中所缺信息。每空一词，短文读三遍。你将有20秒钟的时间阅读表格内容，请将答案填写在表格的相应位置。
Lots of young people in the world make friends online now. They use QQ or WeChat. Mary talks a lot with her friends on QQ on Friday nights and Saturdays or Sundays. She usually spends about 10 hours chatting online every week, but she never talks with strangers, especially boys or men. She thinks everyone should always be careful when chatting online. A 16-year-old Beijing boy named Simon dislikes chatting on QQ and he only uses WeChat to chat online in English. In this way, he can learn more about foreign cultures, but he doesn't spend much time chatting on WeChat. He thinks that friends in real life are always more important than those friends online. Lots of young people in the world make friends online now. They use QQ or WeChat. Mary talks a lot with her friends on QQ on Friday nights and Saturdays or Sundays. She usually spends about 10 hours chatting online every week, but she never talks with strangers, especially boys or men. She thinks everyone should always be careful when chatting online. A 16-year-old Beijing boy named Simon dislikes chatting on QQ and he only uses WeChat to chat online in English. In this way, he can learn more about foreign cultures, but he doesn't spend much time chatting on WeChat. He thinks that friends in real life are always more important than those friends online. Lots of young people in the world make friends online now. They use QQ or WeChat. Mary talks a lot with her friends on QQ on Friday nights and Saturdays or Sundays. She usually spends about 10 hours chatting online every week, but she never talks with strangers, especially boys or men. She thinks everyone should always be careful when chatting online. A 16-year-old Beijing boy named Simon dislikes chatting on QQ and he only uses WeChat to chat online in English. In this way, he can learn more about foreign cultures, but he doesn't spend much time chatting on WeChat. He thinks that friends in real life are always more important than those friends online.